Welcome to New World Notes. I am Kenneth Doust, and I shall be brief. A chap called Chaz K puts out these really neat collages of previously recorded audio. Snippets of speeches, interviews, movies, comedy routines, popular music, and whatnot, all woven together. He has a new one out. It's about the climate crisis, and how it is worsening at an ever-increasing rate. Here's the physics in a nutshell. Burning fossil fuels, industrial civilization generates too much carbon dioxide. This traps heat and warms the planet. That melts ice caps and permafrost, which is bad enough, but that also releases much trapped methane. Methane is a greenhouse gas, like carbon dioxide, but much more powerful in producing greenhouse warming. For this and additional reasons, the more global warming advances, the faster it advances. Ouch! Today we'll hear an explanation of the physics by David Wasdell. He's an English climate activist of long standing. Dancing all around his talk are excerpts by people including the Fire Sign Theater, George Carlin, Lee Camp, Sean Kennedy, and Al Gore. Anyone remember Al Gore? Plus some interesting music. Here's a personal pick. Don't miss the TV weather girl who goes ballistic. But let's begin in 1850 or thereabouts, at the dawn of the industrial age in America. This is how it really happened. Honest.
My fellow Redskins, speaking for the great white father in Washington and all the American people, let me say we respect you savages for your native ability to instantly adapt and survive in whatever godforsaken wilderness we move you to. Out there. Sign here.
They did it! Hey. Yeah!
No reason to complain. It's not so bad out there. We still have our people and our ceremonies and the sun, moon, and stars and the sand and the black stuff coming out of the ground.
Black stuff coming out of the ground?
Civilization!
Brought to the surface and liberated for today's generation to benefit from yesterday's sequestration of atmospheric carbon. And that set off an energy input that escalated the population, which required more energy, which escalated the population, which required more energy, which escalated the population.
Everybody knows, 'cause everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows that the captain lied. Everybody's got this broken feeling, like their daddy or their dog just died. Everybody's talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows.
May 2011 through April 2012 was the warmest 12-month period in the U.S. since 1895, when the government first started keeping records.
You know, you look out the window and you see climate change in action. This is the way it gets manifested.
One of the predictions is not only does it get warmer, but we see more extreme weather events. Welcome to the rest of our lives.
Are you tired of living like a savage? Tired of wondering where your next meal will come from? Bored with nothing but agriculture and pastoral living? Then why not try civilization? Here's how it works. Our civilization engineers will arrive and take stock of the situation. They will assess your land value and decide what useful resources your land has to offer. Then, our efficiency experts will determine how best to liberate those resources for productive use. But don't worry, our team won't forget your most valuable resource. That's right, your labor power. Our consultants will quickly organize your people to make the best use of their time and productive energy. Before long, your people will have jobs and be well on their way to a civilized lifestyle. Following a brief period of transition, during which our specialists will help educate the public and counter objections, you'll have all the benefits of civilized society, including wages, paid hourly for your hard labor. With these wages, you'll be able to buy food, clothing, and shelter. In fact, everything you used to provide for yourself will now be provided by someone else. Plus, instead of having to do a variety of things, you'll only have to do one thing. Your life will be simplified. In your new civilized society, you won't wonder where your next meal is coming from. You'll know it's coming from your next paycheck. As long as you do what our experts tell you to do, we'll make sure you have enough to make ends meet. But wait, there's more. As an added bonus, we'll make sure your kids get an education to prepare them for the civilized life. Within a few short generations, your people won't remember that there was ever another way to live. Even better, your contributions will make it possible for our civilization planners to spread civilization throughout the world. Not convinced yet? Then here's the best reason to choose civilization. There is simply no alternative. Civilization, it's your future today.
We're Consolidated International, and we might be looking for you. Are you one of those people who show up, punch in, pitch in, put out, clean up, punch out, head home, throw up, turn in, sack out, and shut up? That's what we need. People we can keep in line. We may have a place for you. Consolidated International. People making things so people have things to do things to other people with. And thinking up more things to do with the stuff we have.
Motherland, cradle me. Close my eyes, lullaby. Keep me safe, lie with me, stay beside me, don't go. Don't you go.
Recent greenhouse gas emissions place the Earth perilously close to dramatic climate change that could run out of our control. Great dangers for humans and other creatures under the whole life support system of planet Earth. You see, we really do have a problem.
Meteorologists say the heat wave made the storm much more powerful. We've broken 40,000 daily heat records so far this year. That's twice as many as last year.
This is just the beginning, this kind of summer weather we're having.
Welcome to the rest of our lives.
Civilized man. Civilized man refused to adapt himself to his environment. Instead, he adapted his environment to suit him. So he built cities, roads, vehicles, machinery, and he put up power lines to run his labor-saving devices. But somehow he didn't know when to stop. The more he improved his surroundings to make his life easier, the more complicated he made it. So now his children are sentenced to 10 to 15 years at school just to learn how to survive in this complex and hazardous habitat they were born into. And civilized man, who refused to adapt himself to his natural surroundings, now finds that he has to adapt and readapt himself every day and every hour of the day to his self-created environment. For instance, if the day is called Monday and the number 730 comes up, you have to disadapt yourself from your domestic surroundings and readapt yourself to an entirely different environment. Eight double zero means everybody has to look busy.
Things are going, I think we may ultimately be a miscarriage, and at that point the entire universe will breathe a giant sigh of relief. We run around waging war, killing each other, trying our damnedest to destroy Mother Earth. We're kicking the shit out of our mother, kicking her, fracking her, drilling her for oil, filling her with poisonous fumes. Look, often miscarriages are the body's way of flushing out a defective fetus that could not have existed on its own. Maybe that's what we are. The Earth tried to have a kid once with the dinosaurs, didn't work out too well, they were too bitey. She's trying again with humans, but I think we're defective, we're a bit too blow things uppy. I don't think she should unleash us onto the galaxy, infecting the Milky Way. It would be like letting a boa constrictor loose in a daycare. It might not destroy everything, but the afternoon's not going to end well for someone.
Tundra permafrost, those great areas of the icy waste with fossil ice left over from the last ice age deep underground, and the surfaces which just thaw a little bit in the summer and freeze again in the winter. Today, they are thawing deeper and deeper and deeper. We have an area about the size of France and Germany combined in Siberia, now engaged in quite rapid thawing. And in that permafrost are trapped deposits of methane and deposits of biological material, which the bacteria then get out, and we get release of methane. More methane goes out, more heating, temperature goes up, more thawing, more methane, and so forth. And then the really big one, there is about three times the amount of hydrocarbon energy stored in methane clathrates, as they call them, the frozen lattices of methane stored in the shallow seas at appropriate temperature and pressure conditions. Three times as much hydrocarbon energy in that methane store as in the total store of coal, oil, and gas combined. That's a lot of energy. As the seas start to warm with global warming, that methane can start to release. Oh, it's not going to happen for decades. You don't have to worry about it. Well, actually, NASA reported in a confidential email to me in February 2007 that the first methane clathrate release had been detected off San Diego in October of the previous year.
What?
It's a process. Just a process. Such a process. Nothing but a process.
Most of the systems known to affect climate change are now in net positive feedback. Each feedback mechanism accelerates its own specific process. But as a whole, this complex adaptive feedback system consists of an interactive set of mutually reinforcing subsystems. Isn't that wonderful? What it means is this, that the output from one feedback changes the temperature a bit faster. That feeds into all the other feedbacks, so they reinforce each other. That's an unstable system. It can move very quickly indeed. It's what we call a second order feedback system.
about the earth. Really talk about survival. We could talk about the poles where the cold is unrivaled. The Arctic top of the world got people and polar bears. Antarctica, crazy penguins chilling down there on miles and miles of ice and glaciers. But something ain't straight with our polar neighbors. It's a change in the climate, a change in the weather. It's heating up now, but it's not for the better. See, the heat comes down from the sun to the earth, but now the heat can't escape. It just can't disperse because of carbon dioxide from power plants and factories, causing trucks so much more than you could find naturally. So the poles get warm and the earth gets hotter. All that necessary ice melts down underwater. And the impact, the sad fact is it can only escalate.
Record heat, record drought, record flooding. This is not a world we want to get into.
And the way things are going, it wouldn't be any surprise to me to see a sharp reduction in the American grain harvest because of drought this year.
Well, it's the weekend. Pippa's standing by with the full forecast. Pippa, looks like that nice warm weather isn't quite ready to leave.
I don't know why you would imagine that it would. We've broken thousands of temperature records across the country and the planet this year. In fact, we're heading into the 329th consecutive month with a global temperature above the 20th century average.
Definitely time to light up that barbecue.
Yes, the barbecue.
Pip, I think the folks at home are probably about ready for that 7-day forecast.
Okay, sure. Let's start up north. Way up north. This week, satellites measured the smallest area of Arctic sea ice coverage in recorded history. That's 4 million square kilometers of ice missing since the 1980s. Where did it go? That's bigger than India. And it's happening so quickly. Some researchers are now forecasting a summer with no ice in the Arctic Ocean within 10 years. So instead of a bright white sheet reflecting sunlight back into space, that means dark water sucking up even more heat, making it melt faster and faster. Most scientists prefer the friendlier term of feedback loop, but I'm more inclined to call it what it is, an inescapable death spiral.
I think there's a feedback loop in my earpiece, because I believe I just heard myself ask you for the weather report.
The weather report. This is what's happening. Scientists are telling us we can put 565 more gigatons of carbon into the atmosphere before global temperatures rise by 2 degrees, which is universally accepted as the threshold of total mayhem. Except if you add up the proven reserves of fossil fuels controlled by the world's energy companies, the oil and gas and coal we currently plan to burn, that amount is 5 times the safe limit. So if you think it's bad now, you just wait and see what hell we're going to unleash once we start drilling under the Arctic and digging up the tar sands so you can drive 3 blocks to get an ice cap. You think all of this extreme weather is a coincidence? You want the weather report? This is a reality report!
So all in all, a great weekend and good times for the air conditioner industry.
Until the power goes out, you moron!
In other news, Chavril Madness is sweeping the nation. Canada's royal couple of rock was spotted canoodling.
Well, what can you say? What can you say? The earth is being destroyed in every way.
According to the London Guardian, scientists have recorded a massive spike in the amount of powerful greenhouse gas seeping from Arctic permafrost. The discovery highlights the risks of a dangerous climate tipping point. Experts say methane emissions from the Arctic have risen by almost one-third in just 5 years, and that sharply rising temperatures are to blame. The discovery follows a string of reports from the region in recent years that previously frozen boggy soils are melting and releasing methane in greater quantities. Such Arctic soils currently lock away billions of tons of methane, a far more potent greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide, leading some scientists to describe melting permafrost as a ticking time bomb that could overwhelm efforts to tackle climate change. They fear the warming caused by increased methane emissions will itself release yet more methane and lock the region into a destructive cycle that forces temperatures to rise faster than predicted.
Cities turning into wastelands, everybody moved in lures. The sun was killing anyone left outside.
I remember presenting this material for the first time, you know, to the European Environment Agency in Copenhagen. And Jackie McGlade, the director of the agency, and I were talking afterwards, and I said, I don't think we're going to see this second-order feedback system operating for a long time because temperature rises very slowly. She said, David, this is a complex adaptive system with feedback on feedback. This can go very quickly indeed. Jackie is one of the members of the Resilience Alliance that looks at exactly this stuff at a high level of mathematical precision. There are only a very few mathematicians in that able to do this kind of work, and she's one of them. So I'll go on. I changed my presentation.
Most people out here have... Well, we all live in cars. Most of them don't run anymore. We're on foot a lot of the time. Try to stay down during the day. Go out mostly at night. Even with the sunscreen, it doesn't really help. Apparently they used to make sunscreen as a... Sunscreen was a lotion. Today there's actually a fabric called sunscreen.
Dennis Meadows, who is responsible for the updating of the Cover-Romes reports on the limit to growth, and asked him why they had missed out the death rate curve from their work, when Jay Forrester, who was the supervisor of the whole project, always put the death curves in, the death rate curves. He never gave me a proper answer to that, but I'll explore this with you. When a population curve like this reaches a peak that is such an extraordinary explosion, and I heard someone in the science group say, and it stabilizes at about 9.6 billion, give or take, it doesn't stabilize. Most curves like this go into an immediate collapse again, and then they can either come down to a minimalist population or oscillate. Going up to a smooth peak and then stabilizing at the peak population is very, very rare. So we've got problems ahead.
The mosquitoes with warming are climbing to higher altitudes. There are a lot of vectors for infectious diseases that are worrisome to us that are also expanding their range, not only mosquitoes, but all of these others as well. And we've had 30 so-called new diseases that have emerged just in the last quarter century. And there's been a reemergence of some diseases that were once under control. West Nile virus. It came to the eastern shore of Maryland in 1999. 2 years later, it was across the Mississippi. And 2 years after that, it had spread across the continent.
Corporations were cleaning up. But the plague going through the United States, 50 million people died in 4 years. Between the sun and the disease. And that was when the first burning booths went up. It was a sanitation thing. You stuff the bodies in, burns it down to its base chemicals, and you get the $1.86 worth out of a little slot on the side. Huge lineups of people. Trucks stacked high with as many bodies as they could find. Just waiting to cash them in. You could make $100 a day if you worked 9 hours burning bodies. But the cash incentive, the streets got clean pretty fast. That's where the first human resources companies came into play. That's where they got their startup cash. Burning bodies of the dead, killed by the plague.
Do you remember when you opened up this forum, we had the picture of the man standing on the brink of the Victoria Falls, looking into a pool at its edge with his back to the great abyss, looking back upstream. Now, if climate scientists only model what happened back upstream, they have no evidence for the huge discontinuity, the tipping point of the Victorian flows. And if they argue from the back downstream or up towards the source of the river, you will have no ability to predict what happens next. And if that man is looking back up the Zambezi and confidently walks backwards into the future, looking at the past, there will come a point where he tips into accelerated catastrophe, and then there's only a tiny window of intervention when he can regain his balance and come back again. We're at that point.
Understand what I'm trying to tell you. There are no answers. Only choices.
And thus ends the meditation on our climate crisis. The title of the piece is Our IHG Stinks of Methane. IHG stands for Ignorance, Hubris, and Greed. It was produced by the elusive Chaz K., also known as Virtual Renderings, in his own spacious underground studio, somewhere west of the Youghiogheny River. I had to condense the piece a smidgen. You'll find links to the uncut version and to many other of Chaz K's works at our website, newworldnotes.blogspot.com. From our own studios, somewhere east of the Youghiogheny River, this is Kenneth Doust, thanking you for tuning in to New World Notes. Illegitimi non-carborundum, and I hope you'll tune in again next week. Peace.